This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy to the world. joy.org.au.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Macca. Macca, we have our next guest joining us in the studio.
We do. We've actually got a double actually. We've got Jade in the studio and Nellie on the phone. And we wanted to talk about International Women's Day and the 40th anniversary of WIRE. Now, Jade,
yep.
Tell us. I know, Nevena knows, but our listeners may not know what WIRE is.
Sure. So WIRE is an organisation that works across Victoria, and we started, as you said, 40 years ago mm-hmm. in 1984, and was set up by a group of women who at the time were really wanting to make sure that women had access to free information around a whole range of issues and had somewhere to call to talk about anything. And we still do that. So 40 years later, we run what's now a phone line,
right.
face-to-face, online services where women and now gender diverse and non-binary people can call in and talk to us about anything that they want to.
So, Jade, how long have you been involved? And Nellie, cut in when Jade finishes the answer. How long have you been involved, Jade?
So, in this iteration, yep. I've been the CEO at WIRE for 18 months, but I actually arrived in Victoria as a young queer single mum in 1998
yep.
and volunteered at WIRE for about 3 years.
Wow.
So and now I've come back.
And Nellie?
Oh, no, I'm not involved in anything.
I know.
So I'm like, and like hope that people have a good time. I'm the light component of this little duo.
Oh, no, look. can we think back, both of you, you know, to what the situation was like 40 years ago and what it's like now?
Yeah.
You know, International Women's Day, you know, is hugely important. And, you know, for WIRE, 40 years on, I know, you know, you weren't involved 40 years ago, but what do you think the environment is now? How has it changed? And what do you see for the future? I'll ask you first, Nellie.
Well, I think the interesting thing is I reckon we're in a cultural moment where people feel, you know, and even in our community, in the LGBTIQA+ community, feel really overwhelmed and everyone feels under a lot of pressure. And I think that there is a real danger that we then hark for some nostalgic, mythical past that I would say didn't exist. Like if you look at the queer representation in the lineup of the show that we're talking about, you know, you've got myself, you've got Roe Allen, you've got Geraldine Hickey, you've got Yumi Steins. All of us would have a story from the bad old days mm-hmm. proving that they were not very good,
yeah.
you know. So I think we've got to resist that temptation to kind of go, oh, things were so much easier when we weren't all working all the time and doing these things, having to think about things and pronouns and, oh, we've really got to like put a modern lens over all that stuff. It wasn't great for any of us, to be truthful.
And Jade?
Yeah, I totally agree with what Nellie's saying. And I think, yes, there is progress. And I think, you know, we can all point to things that have changed that are fantastic. But I think one of the things that we really see and hear talking to people all the time is that progress doesn't look the same for everyone.
Yeah. No.
So for some women particularly, yep, the world might have changed amazingly since 1984, but from people from a lot of communities, whether that's the LGBTIQA+ community, First Nations community.
But also geographically too.
Yeah, absolutely. And geographically, that's right. Yeah. There's still a lot of difference and a lot of people's experiences are really different.
So there's a debate coming up, a great debate that WIRE is hosting called The Good Old Days Weren't That Good. So that's why we're doing this reflection here. And for many people, looking back is easier because it happens at a distance. We remember what we want to. Yeah. Nellie, is that the feeling that you have that we like to put that certain tinge on things and make we lose that perspective that our lives right now are very good but very different?
Especially when we're stressed, I reckon. Like if I look back at 1984, I think I was in a country town, I was 10 years old, I was riding BMX, I was going to the pool. Of course I was relaxed. Right? If I had been the age that I am now in 1984, would I have been able to be out? Would I have been able to have a bank account with my partner? Would I have been able to buy a house? Would I have been able to access healthcare? Right, there's a whole range of things that would not have been available to me that weren't available to my grandmother or even my mother.
Mm.
You know, so I think we've got to resist that urge to, you know, it's like when you're on holidays, you're like, yeah. Oh, I'd love
my
to
holiday
be in Bali.
Self.
And then you go live in Bali and go, oh, I can't drink the water. Oh, no, I want to go back home. Right, to me, that's what, like, that yearning for the olden days is, and especially for our community, guys. Not good.
Mm.
Not good.
And, you know, this is, you know, the good old days is not as good as we remember them. I'm sure, unfortunately, there's a lot of men who'd say, well, yes. You know, yes. The good old days, it's not as we remember them. I mean, they'd have a different perspective. I think that, you know, the fact, you know, that what Wire is doing in how it's engaging and who it's engaging with, that more than anything is a marker as to how we've changed.
Oh, most definitely. So, you know, when Wire started, it was a, you know, a phone line with volunteers. People would ring in and say, I need to get access. I'm pregnant. I need to access someone to talk to about that. What do I do? Yeah. You know, and there wasn't the publicly funded services and things. You know, they were just starting.
Mm.
Now people are calling us with, you know, similar and different complexities of issues. But the other thing that's really changed for us, I think, is where the broader community is at. So we've still got a long way to go, but alongside that individual work that we've been doing for 40 years, we also, you know, we work with government departments, with businesses, with organisations, and we train them in how can you respond, what can we do. So we talk about financial abuse, we talk about family violence, we talk about all kinds of things. But I guess one of the things that's kind of been a bit of a thread through Wire is that we actually believe this stuff can change, you know, and that change is really possible. Mm. And we see our role as really being part of that. So working with whoever needs to have those conversations about how do we make this change we all want be more possible.
Yeah, and sustainable. It's got to
discern. Can I jump in
please.
There? Is that okay?
Yeah, please.
I think Jade may not say this because Jade is very modest, but honestly, one of the reasons that I have had a long involvement with Wire and why I love Wire, I'm an old feminist, but some feminist organisations have not evolved.
Yes.
And one of the things I love about Wire is that it is so inclusive of, you know, non-binary, trans, women, however you identify. It has moved with the times. It's brought us with them, and that makes them more relevant. And it's also has a really big impact, I think, on the mental health of all of us in that community. And I'm really proud to be associated with Wire, honestly.
Thanks, Nelly.
Jade, obviously.
You're welcome.
Share the love, everyone. Jade.
Yeah, why not?
The 40th year of Wire, you would have been doing a lot of reflecting as an organisation, going through archives. And I was just wondering if there's anything that's really particularly stood out for you in that reflective practice over the last 40 years, beyond what Nelly mentioned in being a real incredibly progressive organisation, in that you have been able to change and adapt and be there for more members of our communities.
Yeah, I think one of the things, it's been fun, and we had some fantastic young interns from Melbourne Uni, and I say young because they kept bringing up, and they were doing some archiving for us, which was great, and they'd pull out these pictures, and I remember they showed me one that would have been about 2015, and they were like, so do you think this was like 1983 when we first started? And I'm like, no. And they're like, it's really old. I'm like, how can you tell? Like, the hair, the clothes, no. And they're like, really? That was only like 2000? I'm like, yep. And they're like, wow. So, you know, the archiving's been fun, but I think what has really struck us is that ability of just being there, of having people from the community. We've had volunteers be part of Wire for a long time, and just having people in the community being there for other people in the community and being one of the few spaces that we have left, I guess, where you can reach out to us about anything.
Yeah.
So you don't have to fit a silo, you don't have to fit a particular identity, you don't have to be from a part of Victoria or a particular age group or a particular cultural background. Whoever you are, you can just call us or, you know, make an appointment about anything you want. And that's something I think we've lost a bit of, and it's been really great that Wire's been able to hold that. We're not, you know, we're not just for this issue or that issue or this or that person.
Yes, agree.
And I have to say,
and it's,
I think it's really
lovely. It's like, I'm so sorry because I'm on the phone. I keep talking over you guys. It's like, for me, it's like, why are, and I'm not, I know this is gendered, but I mean it in a non-gendered kind of sense. It's like, why is the mum? You know, it's like you can, whoever, it's that mum that, like, it's that mum that everyone at high school comes to. There's always one in a community, you know. We go, oh, I've done something bad. I think I should come and talk to you, or I need help, or I don't understand this. And why is, like, this beautiful maternal presence going, just bring me your problems, Mel.
Jay, tell us about the event, where people can take get tickets and how they can support this incredible organisation now and every day.
Great. So on Thursday the 7th of March, we're running the Great Debate at the Capitol Theatre in partnership with RMIT. So 6 p.m. Capitol Theatre, tickets are on Humanitix. And it'll just be a really fun night to stop and reflect and, you know, have some fun.
Nelly, any closing words from you?
Yes, I can tell Jade's not in showbiz. You're like, sorry. bye. No, I'm covered. Look, the organisation, that's why we're there, right? 40th birthday. But I will say, even if you don't care about Wire, come for the show, right? It is an amazing, amazing lineup. We've got, like, I'm hosting, whatever. We've got Yumi Steins. We've got Geraldine Hickey. We've got... Who else have we got? I haven't got
any. We've got Jaunty Blair.
Rana Hussain. So we've got this beautiful mix of, you know, comedians, that's my background, but also advocates, and a mix of kind of literally address the subject, but shit, we're going to have some fun.
Why is Great Debate? The good old days weren't that good. Pop that into your search engine. Get a ticket now. Nelly, Jade, congratulations for 40 years of Wire. Congratulations on this incredible event. Yeah. And thank you for joining us on Saturday Magazine.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Coming up next, Nevena is going to get a bit short of breath. but stay with us and you'll find out why.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.